Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
Are we allowed two references to the weather in the same show? Other than the hurricane, when it actually hits our area. We talked about the Hurricane Francine. Earlier.
That was just a public service. I thought that was something that we should do.
There you go.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Okay. No. I
want to make sure that the people are, you know, aware.
I'm going to talk about that little nip in the air that we felt the last few mornings. Y'all felt that, right?
Buddy, it's been nice.
A little bit here, a little
bit. It's been good. Kind of caught me off guard a little bit.
Yeah. I saw a woman walking into the station today with a leather jacket and knee-high boots.
Let's go.
Come on, man.
Fashion, baby.
Come on, man. I know I've said this in the past, probably during confessions, but it never ceases to amaze me. And I am going to say they here because women.
Oh, boy. ISO!
He's distancing himself as far as he can, literally rolling his chair to the other side of the studio. Women, to me, just seem to be chomping at the bit for the first cold front.
It's that time of the year.
Come on. A leather jacket and knee-high boots. Dude, it was 90 degrees yesterday in the afternoon. I get it's been a little 95 maybe. I get that it's been a little bit cooler in the mornings and I'm all about it, but a leather jacket and boots?
Yeah, man. They was just waiting until it got a little cool so they could really start dressing.
I actually realized that when I moved here and it was a little, it wasn't cold. But it was kind of like that fall. It wasn't even fall weather.
No, it was this.
It was like it was 80 this. Degrees.
Yeah, it was this.
And people was rocking the Uggs and the North Face. I'm like, damn.
Hey man,
look at this.
If they don't do it then, when are they going to be able to do it? You've been here long enough,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. No, I'm used to it now, but it was at one point it was like 65 and this girl had a hat and a scarf.
I'm surprised this one didn't.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
It was like a leather jacket to her thighs, you know. And then the boots. I'm like, you got to do better than that. Just wait a little longer.
I kind of understand because, look, my favorite fashion is like fall and winter fashion.
Yeah.
But you could barely wear it here, man. So whatever chance you could get, man, rock it, man.
Also, you know, hey, man, PSLs are out. So the ladies want to get going on they want to put the whole thing together, right? I imagine for them, you drinking a pumpkin spice latte, but you wearing like shorts or like a
it's happening. I've seen them.
Something. It don't really.
Did she walk in with a latte?
Can't remember. I wouldn't doubt it, and I wouldn't doubt the flavor.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Don't talk to me about no debate. I don't want to hear it. I really and truly don't. Like, no matter where you are, to be completely, like, this is a confirmation thing.
Yeah.
Like, debates are just debates in our current political system. I'm not going to be that guy quite. Just they're not useful. And I know, like, they're entertainment products. It's spectacle.
Oh, it's 100% entertainment.
It's spectacle, except I don't find it funny anymore. Like, there's a point in time where it was fun, right? I watch the State of the Union and just kind of crack jokes about what's happening, about these ugly ties the dudes be wearing and stuff like that. It's not funny to me anymore. And so, yeah, don't talk to me about it. I'm not saying you can't enjoy it. Please enjoy making fun of whatever thing that you heard that you thought was nonsense on whatever side of the aisle that you happen to be on. Just miss me with it. That's all I ask. Also, shout out to the 619 who said, Reggie strikes me as a scarf guy. Absolutely. 100%.
Are you a scarf guy?
100%.
All right.
Depending on the scarf, right? Like, I think
can see you pulling that off. I'm not going to make any smart comment. I think I could see you pulling that off.
You've seen me put the scarves around like a bandana, but I also periodically put on a scarf around the neck.
Yeah, I think that one would work
when it's chilly.
Yeah,
I, on the other hand, am not a scarf guy. And by the way, there's one thing on the debates.
Uh huh.
They're not debates.
No,
debates have a hard clock. You stop talking. It's an actual debate. If you go off on a tangent to another topic for whatever reason, you're deducted points. Like, they should make like a good high school, like one of the best high school debate teams, teachers. Actually conduct the debate and say, nope, you're out. You lose 20 points.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So the Houston Texans tweeted out or put out one of those little graphics. Hey, we signed this person to the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen this. They said the Texans signed Arlington Hambright to the practice squad yesterday.
I forgot about that cat.
Yeah. And I thought that was a fake person, man. I can't lie. I was kind of like beast mode, Marshawn Lynch. Yeah. Like, man, that ain't a real person, man. Arlington Hambright.
Hambright.
That sound like a created player on Madden, man. That sound like somebody you just drafted in the seventh round.
It sounds like a butler. Arlington?
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 That's wild.
Where is my coffee?
Hello.
We should probably be careful because I imagine that he can move all of us if necessary.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure he will. I think he's an offensive lineman,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's a lineman.
He's moving us, all of us, off the block.
He'll be carrying a tray when he does it.
With a monocle. Yeah.
Hey, I say that to say it's a cool sounding name.
It is.
It's a cool sounding name, but I thought it was a fake person, man. I thought it wasn't real.
For a butler, it is. So do you guys I know you have. Have you guys had any shows that 20 years later you started watching them? Because
yes,
I am so in on Monk right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, so in
I
on
I couldn't stand that show.
Dude,
man.
It's awesome. Like, it's
wait, why do you hate the show?
I just didn't care for the character, man.
I ignored it for 20 years. It came across Netflix as you might like. You know how they do that?
Yeah.
And I was like, I heard it won a ton of Emmys.
Yeah.
Like I want to say like 11 or 12 over the course of its time. And I just, man, it wasn't for me. Now, like, we have a downtime or there's no game on or whatever, I'm like, Monk, let's put Monk on.
That's incredible. Because you asked this question and I have a perfect answer. And Sean Pendergast is very happy about this, but it's The Sopranos. I just started watching
you
that.
You ignored it when it was out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I never watched The Sopranos until, I think, earlier this year is when I started it. I'm four seasons in now. Right? Yeah. Actually, I just finished the fourth season. And so, yeah, I'm very behind on that. And, yeah, now we're catching up.
You got one figure?
Yeah, I was like that with The Wire. I watched The Wire four or five seasons?
Mm-hmm. Five seasons, yes,
five
sir.
Seasons for the first time a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out. Like, I've been missing this whole time.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much. Sometimes you just don't get to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sometimes when you see it often and maybe people talk about it, make you not want to watch it.
Especially if you missed the first few seasons or the first season or something. You're like, I'm too far
behind. How many seasons is it?
I want to say it's like six.
Monk?
Yeah. Five or six.
That's not too bad. But like, if you like on Walking Dead type seasons, it's like, it's no way in hell I'm starting from season one and it's 14 seasons.
Yeah.
And three different spinoffs.
It had 125 episodes. Oh, boy, my time is taken up for a while.
Yeah, you've got things that you need to. But those are the television 30 minutes, so technically 22 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be pretty quick.
Yeah, those are very digestible. Watch this. These are my confessions. Clearly a lot of people excited for Liberty Whiteout game, Sunday Night Football versus the Bears. You can hear that on Sports Radio 610. I'm excited but not excited. And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to get out, you know, tailgate, see what's happening there. I don't know how excited I am to watch the game from the press box.
I watched the first quarter. I hang out with the guys before the game in our designated area, watch the first quarter, and then I go into the stands. I love the stands. And part of it is I've lived in press boxes for the first half of my career regularly. No cheering. You got to write. You got to be on deadline. It's all intense. Go down, get all the interviews. I don't like that as much.
Yeah.
I like to sit up there, hang out with the dudes, and then go down and just be a fan.
Like, as someone who has not watched a game in a press box before, a football game, or like, not a football game, an NFL football game from a press box, and especially one that I'm going to have to talk about in some ways, I'm very used to the way that I watch games, which, as you know, is pretty particular, having a couple of televisions devoted to it so I can watch things and watch them over and all those types of things and take notes. I'm very concerned for my experience.
Bring your tablet.
On Sunday. I'll have all of the screens, and then I'll be over there looking like a psycho.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I'm kind of concerned about how this goes Sunday night. So we'll see if I actually am able to do
this.
You're
not
right.
A press box guy.
Nah,
either.
I'm not, man. I feel like I'm in a library.
Yeah.
Like, everybody quiet. It felt a little nerdy to me. No disrespect to anybody, because I know people up there getting their work done.
I mean, we count on them.
Yeah.
We count on those guys.
100%. But
and
me,
it should be an environment where they can work in.
Yeah,
exactly.
And at the end of the day, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I like to cheer. You know, I don't mind rocking the Texans shirt or or whatever. So I like to be with the people, man, so mm-hmm. we can hear how loud it is and just get the memories, man. Yeah. I just don't feel that up in the press box.
Y'all, don't make fun of me when I pull out my binoculars, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we will.
It's a couple people that do
oh, yeah.
that, right?
Oh, yeah. yeah.
I'm still on the home search, kind of. I'm kind of. Yeah, we kind of closing in. We
hey. Got, okay.
We got,
yeah.
we got the final four. We submitting the offer tonight.
All right.
So that's pretty cool. But I got to confess, man, the last couple places we've been looking at was rough. And I mean, what I mean by rough is the people still living there.
Oh,
so we walking in the house where you got shoes right here. You see the family pictures over there.
Was that at least clean?
It was okay. But okay. It was like, you know, it's people living there.
Right.
So it's you got some clutter.
Yeah.
And I mean, you might have clothes on the floor or in the back. You see the basket of clothes and, you know, it felt so creepy going around in people's houses, man. And they wasn't there, so we all like, hurry up, let's go. You like this? Okay, let's go.
And they got cameras?
Yeah, some people had cameras, you know, at the front door or some in the house where we just like, hey, don't say anything till we get to the car. And a couple days ago, the house we went into, we tried to check out the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Big-ass pit bull in a cage in there.
We in the just, master, huh? And,
yeah, I okay. guess they kept them locked
well, the
up.
The primary, as they'll call them from now on.
Yeah, yeah, that's a whole nother discussion.
Yep.
But it was a big ass pit bull in the cage.
Oh man!
At least he was in the cage.
We were just like, oh, please. I thought he was gonna bark. He ain't say nothing. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
he's trying to get the house sold too. He's like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Yesterday we didn't even get in the house. We opened the gate. It was a cat sitting right in the middle of the walkway. And
why I'm that like, walk around the cat?
A cat.
We did, but when we tried to go in the house, he tried to go in too.
Yeah, he's like, yeah,
so
this is my house.
We could, yeah, and like I said, it's cameras and all that stuff, so I didn't want to kick the cat or nothing like that. And the cat had a collar around the neck.
Yeah, the
so
cat's like,
clearly
this is my house.
It was his house.
He was waiting for, he's been waiting for somebody to let him in. He's
man,
like, thank you.
We had to throw finally. This cat a cracker so it could go to the other side so we could get in the house.
Man,
it was rough, man.
Hope you get the house you're putting
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, so we submitted an offer to one house, and hopefully it go right, man. Yeah. Hopefully this search is over, man. Yeah. I don't see how people do this.
No.
And once we move in this house, I'm never moving again.
this is your house
it's
forever.
It's over, man. That's it.
All right, cool. Appreciate you doing that. And yes, I appreciate Jonathan on the YouTube saying, just go enjoy the game, then rewatch everything that you missed the following day. All right, we'll see. We'll see if that works. But
it's a lot of work.
I mean, I feel like I should probably do that work. It is my job.
But see, it's a night game too, man. Like,
yeah, there's not a lot of time.
By the time you get home, man, you don't want to watch no game.
Right here, man. It's in the palm of your hand. Just write down every.
You can
thought.
Work on your phone. That's
every
crazy.
Every game.
I can't do that. I got to work on a laptop or something. I don't know. We'll talk about that another time. All right, man. Lunchtime Confessions in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Not quite yet. Not quite yet. We'll give away that $50 gift card, I guess, next then. Coming up next, in fact, we had to move question of the day because we had some friends come in and talk to us. So coming up next, inspired by a real notable thing in Houston mm-hmm. going away. What landmark epitomizes or really defines Houston for you? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that next.